Testing, testing. Can you hear me? All right, praise the Lord. Well, good morning, guys. It's good to be with you again. Hopefully the feeling is mutual. Hopefully you're not like, oh boy, not this guy again. I can relate with Skyler. That's a youth pastor, right? Kyler, that's right. His pain, poor Pastor Steve making fun of him. Last time I was here, Pastor Steve called me a tree hugger, and I won't forget that either. Do you remember that? You don't. I do. I do remember that. So, I was talking about my tree. If you remember the tree that was dead, but the Lord resurrected. And one of the brothers back here, right here, asked me about my tree. So he even remembered from last week. So that's good. That's good. I'm really happy and excited to be here. I'm excited that this worked out to be able to be here to share from God's word with you guys. I'm super excited for the mission trip that's coming up. Tomorrow's June 1st, and so that's crazy. It's going to be here super quick. Raise your hand if you're going on the mission trip. I just want to get a beat on. You're supposed to be on this side, apparently. Everybody else on the trip's over here. Okay, very good. But no, I am. I'm really excited. We're going to have a great time, make some great memories, serve some people, let the Lord work in and through us as well. It's going to be awesome. This morning, before we dig into the Word, I tell you what, let's pray. And just ask the Lord to bless this time and to have His way with it. So if you'll bow your heads, Father, we love You. We do. We love You so much. And Lord, I thank You for our time of worship and for the incredible songs we sang of Your goodness, how we can lean on You, how You can bring peace, how You can still the storms. And Your light, the shadows can't deny. Oh, so much is in You, Jesus. You are everything. And so, Father, we just want to give this time as we turn to Your Word. To You, Father, I pray our minds and hearts would be open, eager to receive what You have for us individually, but then for this church as a whole as well. And like Pastor Steve said, Lord, we don't want to just understand it. We want to put into practice the things that we learn. We want to be doers of Your word. So, Father, I pray that I would just decrease this morning, Father, that You would be exalted and glorified, and that, You just have Your way with this time. It's in Your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, this morning, guys, we're going to look at perhaps a familiar text in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. So if you'd like to turn there, you can. It'll be on the big screen as well. I guess I should have made that font a little bigger. Well, hopefully you'll be able to see that. So God's word says here, Jesus says to us in Matthew 11, it says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So here in this text, Jesus has a beautiful invitation for all of us. And it starts right there in verse 28 by saying, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." I will give you rest. Anybody here ever feel a little weary as you're going about life? Amen. Yeah, that's good amens right there. Yeah. Anybody ever feel a little burdened? Going through life, well, that's the most head nods I've seen in a long time. That's good. It's just a fact, right? As we go through life, it can be difficult. It can be challenging. Life can just feel heavy. Am I not? Is that not right? It can just feel like this weight on our shoulders as we go throughout the different things. And, you know, it's not just one thing that creates this weariness and these burdens in our lives. A lot of times it's a lot of different things that all come together in our circle, if you will, of different influences in our lives. And sometimes it's the cumulative effect of all those things that give that weariness and that burden to us. And sometimes it's because of sickness, it can be because of emotional heartache, it can be the consequences of sin, a lot of different things. And the truth of the matter is that the burdens and weariness that we experience throughout life, they're not relieved by some simple little words of encouragement. You're going through difficult things in life and somebody says something like, "Well, just cheer up." That's not really helpful, is it? It never works so well for me, at least, as I'm going through things. Or, hey, things are going to turn around. Just hang in there. Well, that's true, but doesn't always help in those moments. Just give a little time, right? Time will heal these things. Time will relieve some of these burdens. Well, maybe. But let me ask you this. Where do you turn in those moments? When you're weary, when the burdens of life are heavy, when you're overloaded in your spirit, in your mind, in your emotions, where do you turn in those moments and seasons? Well, somebody over here just gave the proper answer. You get the gold star. That's right. With a giant smile, she says, Jesus. And that's the exact truth. We run and turn to Jesus. The temptation is when life is heavy and weary and there's burdens is to, especially if you're a guy in here, I would say, I think guys are more in our nature, kind of doers, fixers, take it upon, I'll take care of things myself. Sometimes that's the natural temptation as things are difficult in life. Well, I'll find a way. I'll fix this. I can lighten this burden. I can take care of all these things. So sometimes that's a temptation to turn to ourselves when life is difficult, and our own strength, our own abilities, but that only gets us so far. Sometimes people are like, oh, like Pastor Steve, I just need a vacation. Oh, man, if I could only have a vacation. We think that'll help relieve some of the weariness. Sometimes that's refreshing, and that's good, and that's true. That's good. Sometimes, though, in the difficulties of life, we think, oh, if I can just, we'll turn to entertainment, for example, to be distracted from what's going on. Sometimes people turn to food in unhealthy ways, to alcohol, to drugs, you name it. In the midst of some of those seasons, we'll turn to some really unhealthy places, and we won't find true rest for our souls that we need. Because you see, that's ultimately what Jesus is talking about here, and the biggest source of weariness and burden in our lives is in our souls. Our souls need rest more than we need physical rest. You need to be able to have relief from worry, from tension, from all the guilt and condemnation that comes because of sin in our lives, truthfully. So Jesus says, come to me and find rest for your soul. And like I just mentioned, the greatest burden that we bear in life is that of sin. The Bible tells us that there's a consequence for our sin. It says the wages of sin is death. Sin brings destruction. Sin brings division. Sin brings nothing good in our lives, and that's a burden that we bear. But you see, the cool thing is that even with that burden of sin, God, He sent Jesus, who died on the cross and took upon Himself the consequences, the punishment that we deserve for our sins. And He offers us relief from those consequences that we deserve for our sins, if and only if, though, we will turn to Him and surrender our lives to Him, repent of our sins, and dedicate our lives to following Him. And it's in those moments that we find, and in that moment that we find rest for our souls. So I want to ask you a question, because I really believe that there's probably people in this room that are feeling the weight of sin in your life. Because the truth of the matter is, if you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, and He's not your Lord and Savior, the burden of those sins and those consequences are still on your shoulders. I don't say that to be mean or anything like that, but it's just the fact of the matter. And so I want to ask you, have you ever truly surrendered your life to Jesus and experienced the freedom that comes from knowing Him and having Him as your Lord and Savior? It was so great. Before the service, I was talking to a lady in the foyer, and she was talking to me how she'd recently given her life to Christ. And you could just see the joy in her face. And one of the things she said was how she just felt lighter. She just felt alive. She felt like she could actually deal with worry and difficulties and all these things in life now. You know why? Because she has Jesus. And that is what He is talking about here. But until you give your life to Christ, I'm telling you, friends, you will continue to feel this burden of sin on your shoulders and on your life that nothing will shake outside of Jesus Christ. You guys remember the show that was popular years ago called The Biggest Loser? Do you guys remember that show? If you don't, or maybe you're younger and you never heard of the show before, you never heard of it, have you guys? Okay, let me explain this for you youngins over here, okay? The Biggest Loser was a reality TV show where they had all these people that were very much overweight, okay? Very much overweight, right? We're talking 400 pounds some, I mean, but the whole object was to see who could lose the most weight, the most percentage of body weight or whatever. And so they'd go through this intense training and diet, and the weight would just come flying off. It was really incredible to watch this, the transformation that would happen in these people's lives. And I remember on one episode of The Biggest Loser I was watching, it was at the end, and they took, so for example, if this contestant had lost 100 pounds, and many of them lost well more than 100 pounds, it's incredible. They would take that person and they put these backpacks with weights and these different things of how much weight they had lost, and they put it back on them, on their shoulders, on their body. And so many of them were like, oh my goodness, how did I ever walk around with all this weight? I mean, if you guys even know what a 50-pound bag of feed or something feels like carrying it around, these people lost over 100 pounds and now they'd put that back on them to carry. And they would say things like, how did I ever carry this? How did I ever go through life with this? And when you give your life to Jesus, that's a beautiful thing. It's just like that. That weight is lifted, and you think to yourself, how did I ever live with that in my life? That's how good Jesus is. He wants to give us rest for our souls, the inside, like nobody or nothing else can. And when you give your life to Jesus, you'll be just like those contestants saying, how did I ever live without Jesus? Because the other reality is, until you know Jesus, you really don't know life. Jesus says that he came to give us life and give it to us abundantly. Jesus himself said that he is the way, the truth, and the life. So true life is found in Jesus. And until you have him, friends, I'm telling you, you might have a good life or whatever you think right now, but you're missing out big time until you know Jesus and allow him to lift the burden and the weariness that sin brings about in our lives. In verse 29, Jesus says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, he's not talking about an egg yoke here. He says, take my yoke upon you. What we're talking about, let's see, go to the next picture. There we go. On the left is the picture of a yoke. And a yoke was used on animals, on oxen, cows, whatever it was, to, you would put them over the shoulders and the neck, like you see in that picture, and then a piece of equipment would be attached to that, and they would give the equipment the power it needed to go, right? So when Jesus is talking about taking his yoke upon me, or take my yoke upon you, this is the imagery that he's trying to share with them, okay, that they would understand. And the neat thing about the yoke is that when a farmer would put two oxen, for example, into a yoke, one would typically be an older, stronger, wiser ox that had been in the yoke for a long time. It understands the commands of the one driving the machine, okay, driving the equipment. And they would always yoke a bigger, more mature one with a younger, inexperienced one, so that the younger, inexperienced ox could learn from the bigger, stronger one. And the bigger ox would even pull the majority of the weight. And part of what it does is teach the younger one how to go. And the cool thing also is that the two working together are able to accomplish far more than just one by itself for multiple reasons. And so Jesus here gives this illustration, and he invites us to be yoked with him as we go throughout life. How incredible is that? Take my yoke upon you. Come and get in the yoke with me, Jesus says. And that's where the beauty of this comes from, because Jesus is able to bear the burdens and the loads and things of life that we simply can't on our own. The people in this time were very much so burdened by all a bunch of rules and regulations and things. And in fact, in Matthew 23, verses 1 through 4, you get a kind of an idea that they must have felt a huge load was being put upon them, because in Matthew 23, 1 through 4, Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat, so do and observe whatever they tell you, but not the works they do. For they preach, but do not practice." We got hypocrisy here, right? They're hypocrites. In verse 4, listen to this. "They tie up heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on people's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to move them with their finger." So the people here were constantly reminded by the scribes and the Pharisees of how they fell short, and all these rules and regulations and different things that they were supposed to obey and command or be commanded to do and keep and all this stuff. And here he says, they tie up heavy burdens hard to bear and put them on the people's shoulders. So they understood what this felt like when Jesus is talking about the yoke here. Many of you guys may be here this morning, and like I've already said, you feel the burden and the weight on your soul because you're carrying still the crushing weight of sin. Now, I'm not saying we're going to be perfect. Hear me very clearly on that. We're never going to be perfect this side of heaven. But when you give your life to Christ, the most beautiful thing happens in that your sin is forgiven and that burden and that penalty is lifted from you. In Psalm 103, do I have this up there? I don't even know. Boy, I'm so good. Look, I got that up there. Praise the Lord. I want you to listen to how incredible these two verses are. Psalm 103, 12 says, "As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us." As far as the east is from the west, it never comes back. It's just going and going forever. In Isaiah 43, 25, it says, "I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more." Isn't that incredible? Absolutely incredible. You see, this beautiful thing happens, and then when you give your life to Christ, the penalty, the punishment, the burden, the weight of sin is as far as the east is from the west. He remembers our sins no more. When we come before God one day, when we leave this earth, and he'll say, "Why should I let you into heaven?" It's going to have nothing to do with us and everything to do with what Jesus did for us on the cross, right? Not because I'm so good, because none of us are good enough, but because of the blood of Christ and our faith in Christ, we can say, or God will say, "Hey, welcome. I remember your sins no more. They are as far as the east is from the west," not because you're so awesome, but because of how great Jesus is and what he did for you. Amen? Doesn't that feel good to know that? Especially the reality that, I don't know about you, but I sin a lot still. I'm not very patient. I'm not very kind. I'm not very gentle. A lot of those fruits of the Spirit are kind of rotten sometimes in me, if I'm honest. Nobody likes rotten fruit. That's just a reality. But thank you, Jesus, that in his grace, he's forgiven our sins, past, present, and future. And so when we come into the yoke with Jesus and give and yoke up with him, see, that's what happens when you give your life to Jesus. You're saying, "Hey, I'm done doing this alone. I'm yoking up with you. I'm running with you, Jesus. I'm not doing it on my own." The burdens are lifted. He goes through life with us. It's a really beautiful thing. He says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart." See, Jesus, as we come into that yoke, the word "learn" here is really interesting. Where it says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me," that word "learn" is the same word used in the Great Commission for the word "disciple." So Jesus is saying, "Come alongside me, yoke up with me, and I'm going to disciple you. I'm going to teach you the way that you should go about life." Because life's confusing, right? We get to all these places. Do I go left? Do I go right? Do I go faster? Do I go slower? What should I do? Jesus said, "I'm going to teach you. Just stay with me." And that's the cool thing. When you're yoked up with Jesus, he's stronger than you, I promise. He knows the way far better than you, I promise. His wisdom and intellect is perfect. Ours is not. And so one of the worst things you can do when you yoke up with Jesus is try to fight against him. But we still do that too sometimes, don't we? But say, "I choose you, Jesus. I'm running with you." And he's saying, "Hey, this is the way you should go." And you're like, "Nope, I think this looks better." If one ox is trying to go this way and the other's trying to go that way, it doesn't go so well, right? Thank goodness he's stronger than us. But it makes life a lot more difficult when we're trying to do our own thing when Jesus is saying, stay with me. He's saying, stay with me. It's really cool, really beautiful. I love this imagery. It'd be kind of awkward, though, if we all wore around a yoke on our neck or something. Wouldn't that be kind of weird? It's kind of weird we wear crosses sometimes, if you think about it, but that's a whole different story. But anyway, so some of you guys, you know, you're here this morning, and maybe you've got Jesus. You got him. You're yoked up with him, and that's great. But in the midst of life, the weariness and the burdens you feel, maybe are coming from something else. You understand that your sins are forgiven. That's great. But the other fact of the matter is that just the circumstances of life can bring those feelings as well. Maybe there's situations in your job, in relationships, your finances. Maybe there's illness that's come. Maybe with children. Maybe in marriage. Maybe you're dealing with a lot of anxiety. It could be, you can just feel lost in life. There could be a million different things that bring those things. And like I was just saying, I want to really encourage you. In those moments, don't fight against Jesus. He's always the answer. When you feel lost, relax in the yoke and just follow him. When you don't know how on earth you're going to make it through whatever's in front of you, you go to Jesus and say, I need you a little more. And guess what? He'll gladly pull that yoke harder. He's for us. He's not against us. Once you're yoked up with him, he's there for good. Never leave us, never forsake us. It's a beautiful thing. So even in the midst of those sort of burdens in life, it's really beautiful. Just relax. Turn to Jesus and say, I know you're here with me. Pull a little harder. Help me through this. And his promise is true. He always will. He always will. He'll always be there. And it's really cool. I think the simplicity of Jesus' promise to us here is really neat because he doesn't offer, like, if you know anything about Buddha or Buddhism, Buddhism offers like this, it's called a fourfold path to peace-giving enlightenment. That's what brings true peace and relief in life. And Islam offers these different five pillars of peace. And the American culture, what we like when we're in seasons of difficulty, we like, well, all you need to do is this 10-step process, and then all this is good. Jesus doesn't say any of that stuff. You know what he offers? Himself. He says, come to me. How unique is that to Jesus? That he says, in the midst of all these things, it's not about all these things you have to do. You come to me and let me take the burden. How incredible. Absolutely incredible. Jesus will take the load and the weight. Don't struggle against him. Don't try to do things in your own strength and understanding. Simply relax and let Jesus lead you, sustain you, and love you. The other cool part about being yoked up with Jesus is we get to participate in what he's already doing. When you yoke up with Jesus, a purpose comes about that you didn't have before. And it's not a purpose that just is all about this here and now. It's an eternal purpose. You realize that the things that you're doing with Jesus has eternal consequences. Isn't that cool? Jesus is saying, hey, I'm going this way doing these things. I invite you to come with me so that what we're doing together is going to have an impact for all of eternity. So as we yoke up with Jesus, it's so cool because a new purpose is even birthed in us where we see that, hey, we get to be a part of blessing people, serving people, being a part of bringing people to Jesus. All the things that he's about, we get to join him in doing. And I think that's so cool. And you can't lose sight of that. When you yoke up with Jesus, you're serving and going along with the one who created all this. How crazy is that? Absolutely incredible. We get to join him in his work of redeeming and healing and serving and loving. It's a privilege. John 15, 5. It says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. And listen to this last part. For apart from me, you can do nothing. That's as clear cut as it gets, right? It's another reason that it's so important. Yoke up with Jesus. Try to do it on your own. Not going to go so hot. Promise you. Some of you guys feel the burden of sin. You feel the conviction of sin in your life, and you just try to do better. You're never going to succeed like that. Jesus is the one who can break the addiction to sin. Jesus is the one who can take Because really, he didn't come to make us good. He came to take that dead person and truly bring us life, is what Jesus came, because we were dead in our sins and trespasses, the Bible says. But Jesus, when we go with him and we're abiding in him and yoked with him we can do much and bear much fruit. So think about our verse today. If we change just a few words, come to Jesus if you're weary and burdened. Jesus will give you rest. Take his yoke upon you and learn from Jesus, because he's gentle and humble in heart, and you'll find rest for your soul. The yoke of Jesus is easy, and his burden is light. Following Jesus does involve bearing a load, though. It involves bearing a load, right? We take up our cross and follow him. It involves bearing that yoke, but be encouraged, because Jesus says, my yoke is what? Easy and light. That's awesome. And so think about this. When you're yoked with Jesus, you're yoked with the one who is all-powerful. Nothing is more powerful than Jesus. You're yoked with the one who has complete authority. Jesus said in Matthew 28, he says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. So we're yoked with the one who is all-powerful, who has complete authority. And not only that, he's infinitely good. Jesus, in all that he does, is good. So in his authority, in his power, he is still good in all he does. And not only that, we're yoked up with the God who is full of love. How incredible. God is love, it tells us in 1 John, right? So the one we yoke up with, nothing's too powerful for. Nothing has more authority. Only good comes from him, and the nature of him himself is love. What more could you want? Amen? Amen. How awesome. Our souls only find rest in that hope of Jesus. You know, I knew this isn't even part of my notes, but this last weekend, my uncle passed away in Louisiana. And they had asked me to come down and do the funeral service. And so I flew down, well, I drove down there and then flew back. But it was really interesting. I've done many funerals in my life, but this one was sad in some ways. There was probably 200 people or so at this service. And I would say 90% of them wanted nothing to do with Jesus. And to watch them mourn their friend and family member and all of these things really reminded me that apart from Jesus, there just is no hope. And for me, I mean, it was a little complicated too. I believe my uncle knew the Lord. My father and my mother had shared the gospel with him many, many times. And he said that he had put his faith in Jesus and that was the only way. And that, I mean, he said the right things, so that's good. I didn't have a super close relationship with him. So I believe he was probably good in that regard, but to see the people mourning, and that's why the scriptures say we don't mourn as those who have no hope, right? It's so different when you have Jesus. Even the burden of losing a loved one is different when you know they know and have Jesus, amen? Very different. So I thought, well, Lord, this is awkward a little bit, but all these people are about to hear the gospel. So I shared the gospel with them, so hopefully we got more of them that are on the right path now, but... Anyway, some of them looked at me kind of cross-eyed, but that'll happen. So, Psalm 62, 5 through 7 says, "For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rests my salvation and my glory. My mighty rock, my refuge is God." Isn't that beautiful? That's the God we get to yoke up with. That's the God we get to yoke up with. So to close, to wrap up, boy, I'm doing okay. This is good. I know there's many of you guys here who know that following Jesus, it does cost you something. And you can't read the word and can't help but think that being yoked up with Jesus is an easy and light thing. Like, you understand that. You know there's a burden, but you know that following Jesus is a good thing because you feel that his yoke is easy, his burden is light. You're getting that. That's good. But then there's some that are on the flip side who you imagine following and serving and going with Jesus could never be an easy thing. Seems like a bunch of rules and regulations and all this and that, and you kind of have your doubts. That's a real thing. I get that, and that makes sense. I thought that for a while. Like, if you're going to yoke up with Jesus, you're going to run with him, sounds like an awful life. Sounds like you're not going to have any fun. Just seems like a bunch of things you can't do and all this different stuff. But I can promise you that's the furthest from the truth. When you yoke up with Jesus, you will find rest for your souls. You will experience life like you've never had before. And so what I want to encourage you, let me ask you a question. If I took, and I meant to bring, but I didn't, if I had a clear mason jar that had sugar in it, and I had another next to it that had salt in it, and I just held it up right over here, would you be able to tell them apart, you think? Some of you maybe, probably. I don't know if you would or not, but you really wouldn't. The only way, if I said, what, is this salt or sugar, would be to taste it. And I love what Jesus, or what the Word of God says in Psalm 34, 38. It says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him." I want to encourage you guys to taste of the goodness of Jesus. Because I can promise you, when you taste of his goodness and you yoke up with him, you and your soul will be satisfied like nothing else on this planet can bring. Not because I think so. I know the Bible says so. I've experienced it in my life, and many of you guys have as well. But I want to encourage you, taste and see that the Lord is good. Yoke up with him and see if it doesn't just completely transform all things in your life for good. Yeah, there's difficult parts, but I'm telling you, when you're with him, you've got everything you need and more. So three questions I want you guys to ponder this week. And the first is this. Have you received Jesus and found rest for your soul? Because you will never have true peace, like Pastor Steve said in his prayer, that it surpasses understanding. You will not have rest in your soul until you have Jesus. And you'll try to fill it, all sorts of things to bring peace, but it's only found in Jesus. Number two, how do you handle the burdens of life? When life gets hard and difficult, you get weary and burdened, heavy laden, all those things, what do? You try to fix it all yourself, or do you let Jesus, do you turn to Jesus? Do you run to Jesus? Do you talk to him about it? Do you turn to him? And then lastly, are you carrying burdens that you should not be carrying? And by that I mean, there's things in our life that are difficult, and if we try to take it on ourselves and not involve the Lord in it, that's all things that we try to do apart from him, we shouldn't be. I'll just say that. And so some of us need to just kind of let go of some of those things and throw them at the feet of Jesus. And allow him to carry the burdens that we shouldn't be. We try to carry things sometimes we weren't even ever meant to carry. But when they're in the hands of Jesus, remember, it's in the hands of the one who has all authority, all power, is perfectly good, and whose nature is love. What better place to put our burdens? Amen? If you'll bow your heads, we'll pray, finish our time. Father, I love you. I just thank you for this word. I thank you, Lord, that you're a God that tells us just to come to you, that in you is everything we need. Lord, I know there's people in this room that are still carrying that heavy, heavy burden of sin that just weighs and crushes our souls. On the outside, they might look happy, and they might look content, like they've got, life is good, everything's going well, everything's together, but inside they feel no peace in their soul because they don't have you yet. Jesus, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would work in their lives like only you can, that you'd reveal yourself to them in ways that are simply undeniable, and that they would turn to you, Jesus, and find rest for their souls. And Lord, for those that are here that have yoked up with you, Jesus, I pray that we would just be full of gratitude for the fact that we are walking through life with you. And Father, help us to follow you well, not try to go our own way, to go left when you're saying straight, or to go faster when you're saying slow down, Father, that we would just walk perfectly. perfectly with you in that yoke, allowing you to be that bigger, stronger ox and us to be the disciple, the one in training, the one learning as we just go through life with you. And thank you, Lord, that we get to participate in the things that you're doing here on this earth that have eternal significance. But Lord, even for us that are yoked up with you, Lord, there's things that burden us, that worry us, that create anxiety and fear and all those sort of things, Lord. The response is the same for us. Turn to you, Jesus. Help us to turn to you in all things, Jesus. You are the great I am. And we know that you care about us and you're always there for us. So help us to walk faithfully in that. We love you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen. 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 Yeah.
Great work.
Hey, before we
have a final closing prayer here, God always says some things that gets me thinking and triggers some thoughts, and he was talking about this peace and finding the peace in Christ and being yoked up with Christ. And it goes perfectly with something, even this week, Lori and I, when we were gone and we were on this little island, we went and toured the island a little bit, we went to this one location, beautiful, beautiful place where you can overlook the beach, and they have this little church there. I think they called it Alto Vista Church or something, and it was the only little church on the island or something like that. But outside the church, there was also this thing that somebody made, and it was a labyrinth of stones, and it was like a big, long circle that comes down the middle, and they called it the Peace Labyrinth. And apparently, locals would walk this labyrinth and kind of meditate on whatever, the wind's blowing, and you're looking at the beach, and it's beautiful, and it's awesome, and by the time you get to the center, I guess you're supposed to find this inner peace. And I thought, you know, this is really pretty, but it's also pretty stupid. Because the truth is, you are not going to find peace walking through the labyrinth of stones. There's no peace. There's a lot of different avenues to that, and there's not. The only way to find true peace is to yoke up with the Prince of Peace. And so I so appreciate that word. And I do want to do something a little different today. As we close in prayer, if you are one of those that has not come to know Christ, or maybe you are the one that's come to know Christ, but you are just in the midst of something, you would like special prayer, because Clint's talking about yoking up with Jesus and letting him carry our burdens. But you know, the scripture also tells us that we bear one another's burdens as well. And one of the ways we do that is we pray with one another. And if you're hurting right now, or you're going through something that's really a challenge, I didn't tell him I was going to do this. Jeff, would you just kind of wave your hand at everybody? Tom, would you wave your hand at everybody? Tom and Jeff, find one of these two guys, or even Clint, I'm sure it'd be fine. Find one of these guys and say, hey, I'd like you to pray with me. Got a burden, I've got a storm, got something going on, whatever it is, please find one of these guys. We would love to pray with you and bear one another's burdens. That's what the scripture tells us to do. So stand with me if you would. Father, I love you so much. Thank you again for this word. What a powerful word it is always, Lord. And I do pray this morning, as Clint has already prayed, if there's any here today, or even listening online, and they have not been released of the burden of their sin, oh God, I'm praying that this great gospel will find its way into their hearts and into their minds and pour out amazing grace upon them. And Lord, that you would enable them to hear this, to believe it, and respond to the gospel, and to be transformed by it. May they be yoked with our Savior Jesus. May they be relieved of this heavy burden of sin, and may they take on the light, easy burden of Christ Jesus himself. And Lord, for those believers that are here this morning, Lord, I know this as well as everybody else here. Once we come to know you, once we are yoked with you, that doesn't guarantee us a life free of problems or storms or trials or struggles. In fact, Lord, you said in this life, we will have many struggles. We will have many trials. And sometimes these trials and storms can just flat beat us down. They can feel very heavy and very burdensome. And that's one of the wonderful ministries of the local church. And we can bear with one another. We can pray with one another. We can rejoice with those who rejoice. And we can weep with those who weep. So Lord, if there's any here today and they just feel like they need to be ministered to on an individual level, I pray that they come to one of these gentlemen and we'd be able to pray with them before they go home today. For everyone else, Lord, I just pray your blessing upon us. Help us to live this word as we leave here today. Help us to be salt and light in your kingdom. Help us to be your church in action in everything we do. Bring us back Wednesday night for our youth meeting, for our inside-out discipleship. Be glorified in all of it once again. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. God bless you, folks. Have a wonderful week.